Today on Mission Network News, India's pandemic restrictions get a closer look. I'm Ruth Kramer. More on that in a moment, so stick around. There's also a story about crisis response that you won't want to miss. First, COVID-19 cases surged in South Asia with no slowdown in sight. On Friday, India recorded its highest death toll since the pandemic began. Even so, the government began easing restrictions today, allowing some facilities to reopen under new guidelines. Places of worship can only hold 10 to 15 people at a time. But John Padaiti of Bibles for the World says there may be more to India's strict lockdown than meets the eye.
Our work there spreads across many state boundaries, and so travel for our leadership in the field is almost impossible. We've been trying to do things with Zoom conferencing, but on the whole, we can see things are really, really being affected. It even makes you wonder, what is the intent here of the government in terms of trying to restrict the size of the groups that gather together? It affects certain religions more than others. There are some, like the Christian religion, that meet together for worship services, and these are not so common in some of the other religions. It's kind of being interpreted by some as a backhanded form of oppression or persecution of the Christian church in India.
You can send practical relief and encouragement to believers through Bibles for the World. We'll connect you at our website.
We want to be obedient to the law, but we certainly want to keep up with the spread of the gospel and the caring and feeding of the flock.
Next, you name it, Ethiopia has faced it in the last few weeks. Floods, locusts, economic crisis, and the coronavirus have all found footholds in Ethiopian communities, and rampant poverty means locals are ill-equipped to handle crisis after crisis. As Teach Beyond's Toy Mears puts it,
the fear that's going on right now with the economic downfall that has been brought is just really crippling for this country, especially the families living in Kora.
Kora, a former leper colony turned urban slum, already faces enough hardship on a normal day. Most locals make a living by begging and scavenging through the city dump. They have no solitude to shelter in when COVID-19 reaches their community. Kora needs help.
Thankfully, we have had several people in the last couple of months just give very generously so that we can supply some extra food, because prices are going up as well for the food, so it's making it even more difficult.
From providing food to home visits, Teach Beyond is doing what they can to help their neighbors.
So I would really ask for prayer for protection, and just that these families will see Christ in our staff.
So consider supporting Teach Beyond. We'll connect you at our website. And then pray for their continued efforts to serve the people in Ethiopia. And if your life feels unsettled in 2020, early Christians in North Africa face similar struggles. Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries points to Cyprian, who was a bishop of Carthage in the 3rd century. He faced persecution as a Roman emperor tried getting Christians to sacrifice to pagan gods.
They were having bad luck in battle and that sort of thing. So there was this great persecution that arose. Not so much that they were saying anti-Christian things. They just needed them to come on board and be pro-Roman gods so that they could get luck back into the culture.
Now, most Christians wouldn't do this, being loyal to Jesus Christ alone. Godwin tells us,
Cyprian led the church during that time of what was important to stand for and whether to go into exile and how to lead people who are confused by what's going on in culture and challenged by what's going on in culture.
Sometime later, a severe plague broke out in the Roman Empire.
Cyprian led the church, rallied the Christians to go out in the streets, bury the dead, take care of people who are dying of the plague. And there was a huge change in the culture in years to come. Many, many people became Christians because it was so compelling to see Christians caring for people who'd even persecuted them.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, no one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you the stories of the heroes of the faith and be the voices for the voiceless. Would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.